in addition to, you know, trying to protect ourselves from the threat of asteroids, the scientific and commercial uses of asteroids are quite attractive. In the case of the commercial use, there's a group of investors headed by James Cameron, the director of Avatar, that is interested in capturing an asteroid and mining it for its commercial value. Of course, scientists are delighted because in addition to the mining, we're going to get all kinds of interesting results about the origin of the asteroid and the history of the solar system and how these things might have started life on Earth. Not that the asteroids have life, but the asteroids have the organic molecules that are the building blocks for life, and we think that's how life started here on Earth. So we're delighted with that. But it turns out that asteroids contain a lot of the minerals that, in the case of the Earth, when the Earth heated up and differentiated, they went to the core, and they're not available on the crust. So one of them, an example of that is platinum. So if you go to an asteroid and you mine it, that platinum can be used here on Earth, and it may be cheaper to mine it at the asteroid than to mine it on the surface of the Earth. And interestingly enough, on the surface of the Earth, all of the platinum that we find is associated with impacts of asteroids. So it was not here to start with. It's the asteroids that brought the platinum, for example.
So is there stuff that we're running out of here, minerals and resources we're running out of here on Earth that we could be harvesting from space in the future?
Yes, and harvesting them at costs that are lower than trying to get them here from Earth. In addition to that, asteroids offer a great advantage for space travel, because if you can go to a near-Earth asteroid and mining it and get, for example, water out of it, you can use that water not only for human consumption, but more importantly, you can break it into hydrogen and oxygen, and then you can use those as fuel to go to Mars or to descend from the moons of Mars to the surface of Mars. And so there are many applications for space travel and for human consumption on the Earth. And on top of the exciting science that we can get from these things, I'd like to point out that three space agencies are planning missions to asteroids where we're going to bring back samples. One of them is NASA's OSIRIS-REx mission, and I'm on the science team of that mission. The other one is the Japanese Space Agency. It's called Hayabusa 2, which is also going to a primitive asteroid to bring back a sample. And the European Space Agency is planning the Marco Polo R mission, and I'm also working with the Europeans on that project. And why this interest in near-Earth asteroids? It's because here, one of the burning science questions is, how did life form and evolve on Earth? And it turns out that these asteroids are rich in organic molecules. And we know that when the Earth formed, it went through a phase where it was so hot that the surface was molten rock. So we had oceans of lava. And as slowly as the surface cools and the crust forms, it's been sterilized by the heat. So impacts with asteroids and comets bring to Earth the organic molecules that are then allow the origin and the evolution of life. But why don't we just study those organics here on Earth? And it's because once life forms, it erases any record of what came before it by transforming its environment. So we may be able to find out how life formed and evolved on Earth by going to these near-Earth asteroids and bring back samples of what the organic molecules on them are, and find out not just how life formed and evolved on Earth, but how life might have formed and evolved elsewhere. So this is just for us a source of riches in terms of knowledge about the origin and formation of the solar system and of life on Earth.
So these asteroids, they're not just chunks of gravel or rock or what have you spinning around in space. They're also sort of like time capsules if you're a scientist.
You can call them space fossils. Yes, they are chunks of rocks and maybe gravel floating around in space, but they have so much interesting information and potential resources.